Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 9 and 10. And also, I think there's a great lesson in this, of course, but kind of a side note. Here's a good way to study your Bible. Right, here's a good, give you just an extra tool, whatever you're studying. And let's read it together. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 9 and 10. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not have confidence in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who rescues us from so great a peril of death, and will rescue us, he on whom we have set our hope. Now, if you notice there, like in my Bible, I highlighted who, and whom. Right, we're going to go back to your high school English class. Right, those are relative pronouns. Well, sometimes the word that is also a relative pronoun. Right, and so what the author is doing is calling you back to the antecedent. Right, and the antecedent here is God. Right, so God here being the antecedent in this case, right, three relative pronouns that give more detail about God. So look at this real quick here. So specifically, he who raises the dead, who secondly, he's rescued us and will rescue us, and then third, whom, right, the he there, God, is the object of our hope. Right, so if you ever see a series of whos and whoms, circle them, underline, highlight, and see who's talking about. Many times we talk about God, Jesus, the Spirit. And in that, we're getting more information on the antecedent. Now, 2 Corinthians is rightfully called the Book of Comfort. So just right off the bat here, also in chapter 1 there, 2 Corinthians, highlight anytime you see the word comfort. Right? I think it's in there 9, 10, 11 times. Right? And then you see little things like this. Right, so these three relative clauses give us that information about God. Paul says the God we can have confidence in. Right, so just I think a short, powerful thought right here in the middle of the week. He raises dead, right? He's got the power, the ability, and desire to raise the dead. He rescued us and will continue to rescue us. And then third, he's the one who's the object of our hope. This evening, if you are without hope, that means you're without any real comfort, and you can take care of that this evening by putting on Christ to baptism with the response of faith, being added to his body, the church, the kingdom. So if you haven't done that, let's take care of it. Maybe you've done that and you've been struggling, or maybe you admit, hey, I've went back into a lifestyle of sin. I want to start over. Well, you can start over. Right, we can pray for you, pray with you. Whatever it is you might need, if you have any spiritual need whatsoever, let us know as we stand, as we sing.